Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of So NWA, the podcast where we dive into stories, people, and places that make Northwest Arkansas one of the best corners of the country.
That's right, we're your hosts. I'm Enrique, and I'm here with my brother,
Juan Carlos. What's up, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
You know, each week we sit down with the movers, makers, and everyday legends who are shaping the life in the Ozarks, from real estate to restaurants to local legends. To Hidden Gems, we sit down with the people who make this place one of the most desired places to live and share their story one episode at a time.
Absolutely. Whether you're from here, you're new here, or you just want to listen to a good story, you're in the right place. So let's go ahead and get into it.
Definitely. But folks, we've got some cool guests in the studio today. Someone you've probably seen snapping photos of some of the houses here in Northwest Arkansas. Today, we are hanging out with Drew Perry, the guy behind Snap House, a local real estate photography business that he runs with his daughter and son. We also have his daughter here, Lauren, who is also a key partner in the business. We're talking about family, business, what it's like to work together, plus some of their favorite spots around town and what keeps them loving this community. Let's get into it. How are we doing, guys?
Great. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Thank you guys for coming. As always, we want to thank our guests for their time that they give us, right? That already is a blessing and definitely an honor to have. So thank you guys for being here.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. I know it can be tough trying to squeeze in some time because I know you guys are always out here snapping these pictures, right?
So yeah. Definitely. When you guys arrived, you guys are telling me that you did a few houses down, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that was a listing by Regina Benish with Coldwell Banker. She got us, she found out about us on social media.
Okay.
Which we do a lot of social media for our realtors, for our clients, and try to get the word out there for their listing and get more exposure for them.
Right.
And she found out about us and she had us do a job in Eureka Springs, which she wasn't sure we would do that because it's so far of a drive. But we do all of Benton County and mm-hmm. all of Washington County and outlying areas as well. But it doesn't hurt to ask, you know, it's too far.
Very true. Far, so. I remember you mentioned there's maybe if it's outside the area, there's a potential charge. Yes.
Correct. Yeah, there's a upcharge for outside the area. But you get the big package, the premium plus bundle, mm-hmm. which is regular $299. It turns into $699 outside of the area. Or if it's a 4,000 square foot house or more, because you don't realize how much more time and effort it takes to do a 4,000 square foot house plus.
I can definitely see that. Yeah, 4,000 square feet is a nice size home for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine because mm-hmm. I've gone with you guys for, you know, previous listings I've used before, and I see all the work you guys do. You know, you guys do the pictures, the videos, you guys do all the audio, and it does take a while. You know, takes a while to just record our part. I can't imagine having to go and do the rest. And on top of that, just make sure everything's looking good. So 4,000 square feet.
Yeah, very true.
And when it's an hour away, that takes up our whole time, our whole day, you know?
Yeah.
So we have to price that.
Like yesterday, we were shooting in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
How far is it?
Oh, wow.
2 hours.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Is that the furthest you guys been?
And it rained the entire time. And yes, sir, that is the furthest we've been.
Yeah, well,
that's the furthest we'll go, probably.
Okay. 2 hours away. I've not heard of that. Muskogee?
It's right by Tulsa.
Thank you.
Below Tulsa, yeah.
For sure.
The reason we have the upcharge for that is because it takes up the entire day.
Makes sense.
So we lose the 3 and 4, maybe 5 photo shoots per day.
Mm. Right,
we
right.
trade that for one, so our revenue is going
to
be lower.
Right.
So,
yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
How often do you guys have to, or how often do you get those far trips? We got to just book it for one entire day. Is that pretty common, would you say, or not?
Not very often. We've done probably 4 or 5 in the past year. So
okay,
it really just depends on the realtor. Mm-hmm. Like this realtor, she actually lives in Oklahoma,
and she's licensed in Oklahoma.
She's licensed in Oklahoma, but also Arkansas. So you know that.
Oh, nice.
She's here too.
Yeah, the dual license.
Right.
Got it.
Nice. We want to be there for her as a teammate to handle all her needs and stuff like that. So
yeah,
we get talked into it. We get our arms twisted sometimes.
But it's good to keep those relationships. Even though she is in Oklahoma too, she also has Arkansas. So,
right. I mean, I think that just speaks to how far you guys go for your customers and the customer service you guys provide, right? I mean, I've always had a great experience in hearing this from another agent. You know, you're going out 2 hours, hour and a half, whatever, spending the whole day. To me, that screams, well, these people care about their business, they care about their customers, and that speaks volumes of what you guys do.
Yes, I would agree. I think you know, the times I've used you guys, it's been seamless and completely bring a huge value to what you guys offer. So, I would say no, for sure. So, but guys, you know, what's going on new this week? How's life, Drew?
This week, lots of rain.
True it is. Yeah.
It seems like this time of year, all it does is rain. And then in the business that we're in, trying to take photographs of the outside of a house or fly the drone is very challenging. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But April showers bring May flowers.
That's right.
I'd like to see some more flowers than the rain.
We're already in June and it's still raining every day.
Yeah, it is. I read an article saying that we have gotten more rain already in 2025 than we did for the entire year of 2024.
Wow. Really?
Yes, already in the...
I believe that.
Yep. I believe so too.
Normally by this time it's summer. Yeah. And we're done with the rain.
Correct.
But it's still here.
Yeah.
But we have the benefit of the cooler temperatures.
That is true. Yeah, it hasn't been as hot as I remember from a year or 2 years ago.
Yes. So,
yeah.
What I will say is what will be really annoying is, let's just say it stops raining next week. It just shoots up straight to 100.
No, that's what I was like about 90, to say.
You know, 90% humidity, and you're like, dude, I couldn't go out and enjoy the park because it rained all the time, right? And then it just shoots up to 100 degree heat, and you're just like, dude, now I don't even want to be outside because it's just so hot.
Right.
So
that's you're stuck Arkansas.
Inside. That is Arkansas. Yeah. So you got to squeeze in the one or two days of trying to get out there. Yeah.
Super bipolar weather all year round. I feel like. Wasn't it one time, I don't know, it might have been, it was a long time ago, many years ago. It might have been April and we got, I think, a little bit of snow. I don't know if anyone remembers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It happens from time to time.
Yeah. I was very surprised. That was like the first time I had seen snow during April. And I was like, what is going on right now?
Yes. That was last year, right? You're talking about?
It might have been last year.
Because all of our plants, they died. So in the spring, they didn't bloom. So we had nothing. I was like, it's that freeze, it snowed. So because the spring came and everything was starting to pop out. Yeah. And then the frost killed it all.
But that's one of the things I personally love about Northwest Arkansas is the seasons.
Yeah.
Yes.
You get every season in full bloom.
Yes.
That's all four true. Seasons.
Yes.
Yeah. Where I'm from in San Antonio, you don't get that necessarily.
No. The allergy season, yeah?
Allergy, yeah. You know, I have a love-hate relationship with spring. You know, it's real pretty, but I can't really be outside too much because I get itchy eyes. Sometimes I get a little swollen, actually, and I'm sneezing all day long. But that's why I also like the rain, but I also don't like the rain. It's like kind of a love-hate relationship with spring and rain.
Well, the rain clears it up.
Yeah, the rain helps, but then you're like, wow, it's raining. Can't do anything, you know? So I can be outside. You are.
You're outside in the rain because it's like finally washing it away.
It definitely helps. Yeah. You know, whenever you see the green layer of pollen on your truck or your car, you do this.
I see it on my barbecue, on my grill.
On your grill?
Yeah, I'm about to go outside and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. Put a gas mask on.
Seriously. So I just pulled something here on ChatGPT that I think is kind of funny. But let's see. Here's a good one. If you could eat at one Northwest Arkansas restaurant for the rest of the year, which is the next 6 months, what would that restaurant be?
For me?
Yeah.
Angus Grill.
Okay, cool.
That place is good.
Steaks all day? Is that what we're doing? The Monday through 7 days steaks? Or what would you kind of get in that year?
I'd get enchiladas. That Angus Grill is a Mexican restaurant. Hilarious.
Dude, I'm thinking of...
Of Longhorn?
Reason I go to Angus Grill is because it reminds me of home.
Yes.
You know, San Antonio has authentic Mexican restaurants. I mean, from Mexico.
Yeah.
And that's how I grew up. Up here, you have people say, oh, you got a great restaurant over here. It's Mexican. Well, actually, that's Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But Angus Grill does it right. And you have the atmosphere as well.
Yep.
Sometimes it can get a little too loud, like when we do my birthday there with the grandkids.
Yeah, I think we did Father's Day and they had the mariachi band.
Yeah.
It can be a little loud, but that's memories for me.
Yeah.
So I love it.
And
the food is great.
I have a silly story with Angus Grill. And again, this is also why I confused it here a second ago. Was a friend, this is about a year or two ago, a friend of ours had invited us out to eat, you know, to date night. And they're like, hey, let's go to Angus Grill. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. You know, Angus, right? I'm thinking beef or whatever. So I'm like, dude, let's go. So we get there. I'm looking at their menu. And from my understanding, it's pretty much mostly seafood. I mean, in that place. And I was like, not having. I was like, so where's the meat at? And they're like, well, not to the server, right? I was just asking myself. I was like, where's the meat? You know, I'm looking at this menu. I couldn't really find like a carne asada or anything. Maybe I didn't see it. But for a second, I was like, dude, why is all this seafood here? When I keep thinking it's Angus grill. But anyways, that was a silly moment for me. But
it's like, it's Angus grill.
Angus, or maybe I think on the bottom, it says like seafood grill or Angus and seafood. I don't know. But I swear everything I read on the menu had something with seafood. I'm not a big seafood guy. Even if it was like a beef dish or whatever, I was like, why is there, I don't want shrimp on this. I just want the steak. Yeah. Anywho.
No, I'd recommend their chili relleno or their enchiladas.
Okay. Yeah, chile rellenos, those are good. Those are very good.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Lauren, how about you?
I am an Italian girl. I'm going to say Capriccio's or Capriccio's.
Capriccio's.
It is, now it is a hidden gem.
Okay.
It's in the Pinnacle area, but it's tucked behind a strip. I can't remember what restaurant is next to it.
Let me see here. I pulled it up on the map. They have a 4.4 rating on Google's, and they have over 300 restaurants. Well, that's real good.
That is really good.
It is authentic. Really, they make bread in the back.
It's near Tacos for Life.
Yeah. I have not seen that.
Okay, but you have to go around to the back.
I have been there. I go to Confident Coffee all the time.
Yes.
And I'm, as I see it on Google Maps, I don't see it. I don't see the restaurant.
It is tucked hidden back.
It's in the plaza. It's next to an eye care clinic.
Yeah. Okay.
So very good. Yeah. What do you get there? I hadn't heard of that restaurant. What do you get there normally?
They don't have it on the menu.
Okay. Oh, the secret menu.
Because I'm picky, but I get a mushroom, like white wine, Alfredo with veggies pasta.
Oh, that sounds good, though.
Okay, that sounds real good.
It's got mushrooms. It's like a white, creamy white wine sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
But and I look silly every time I order.
Well, you've never been a rule follower.
No. So. But I do. I look silly.
So how do you order that? Do you get like a dish and you modify, or are you telling them specifically, can I get the mushrooms with this pasta, this sauce?
I've been here before, and I know you guys can do it. Please.
Yeah. So I find something similar to what I want, but I'm like, okay, well, I like this, but just can you add mushrooms and take out this?
Got you.
But their service is amazing. Oh. They're so friendly. We went there. We usually do date nights there, my husband and I, but we have three wild boys. And one day I was like, I really want Capriccio's. And so he was like, well, we got the kids, but we brought them. Mm-hmm. It's fine dining. Mm-hmm. So, but, the waiter, I mean, he came and brought a notepad for my kids to write on. He did what's it called? Tic-tac-toe.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, they are
they were accommodating. Yeah. Just
so nice.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
It's a great place.
I like that.
I'll have to check it out. It's I like Italian food also, but it's hard to find.
It's true.
Good spots.
It is true. So I'll
have to check it out. The only spot I've been to, I think it's maybe heading towards the airport, I think. And I think the Decatur Springs, I think.
Yes, I know.
What's it called? Pastafina, I think.
Yeah,
that place is really good, too. I went there a while ago with my fiance, and we loved it. But, you know, we're always open to trying new places. I didn't even know that place existed. So.
Yeah, you need to try it.
There you go. You need to try it.
I'm about to order the... What you order the... Hey, you know, you have a customer that's told me that you guys got this mushroom pasta. White wine. You better give it to me. I know
three,
you make it.
Three boys.
I know you make it.
Enrique, how about you? What do you think, man? If you had one more restaurant for the rest of the year, what would it
for
be
the
here?
Rest of the year?
In Northwest Arkansas.
Man, I'm going to Taco Bell.
Old Faithful.
You know, if you don't know, for our audience and for, you know, Drew and Lauren here, Enrique is the unofficial Taco Bell ambassador here in NWA. Yes.
Yeah. No. I would. It's hard, man. I'd probably go. It's La Taranda. It's like a Mexican grocery store.
I know it is.
Yeah, and they have a restaurant in the back. I'd probably go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's
really good there. I think they do a good job at being pretty authentic with their Mexican food. In my opinion, I would go there because they don't just have tacos. They have, you know, tortas, quesadillas. They have so many different options.
That's the place that does the tamales at Christmas time, right?
Yes, I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one in Rogers?
Yeah, the one in Rogers.
Behind the old Riley's?
Yeah.
On 8th Street right there?
Yeah.
That place is good. I'd probably go there.
Good. Wow. I like that. That's a good choice, man.
That's good, man.
Okay, what about you? Where their salsa?
Oh, their salsa is so good.
Yeah. Oh, it's hot.
Yeah, it is hot, but it's so good.
It's good though. It's good being spicy. You know, it's
a bit bitter. It's
good being spicy.
Man.
We got that birria.
How do you say that?
Birria?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, birria is real good too. That's a really
good thing. That's my favorite.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Birria is delicious. Delicious.
It's so
delicious.
Good.
Carlos, what about you? What
man,
you doing?
If I had one more restaurant for the rest of the year this year, I might go with, I might go with Mojitos.
Mm-hmm.
Mojitos?
Yeah.
Not a bad choice.
I would say Mojitos. Their service is great. Portions are generous. Pricing is great. And they have such a variety of, on the menu, of different options and things like that. So I think I can make it work for the rest of the year. Yeah, beans and rice.
Oh, man.
And some eggs in the morning, a burrito for lunch.
Hey, true.
And I don't know.
They have breakfast?
They do?
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't think they have breakfast, but I'm sure they can whip up some beans and eggs for me if I had to ask for it.
I think they
would. Those rancheros?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, hey, those are good.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
Do you like chilaquiles?
Not really. My son does.
Really? I'm surprised you don't like them that much.
My son, I grew up in San Antonio, so I have the Mexican culture embedded in me. And I have my sister married a Roy Castillo, a Mexican, that her and I grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have that culture embedded in us. And being from San Antonio, you live it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But my son loves going back to San Antonio. He didn't grow up there, right? Mm-hmm. He grew up here. He was born and raised here. But he was manager at the Walmart on New Hope and 8th mm-hmm. Street.
Mm-hmm.
At the Walmart neighborhood market.
Yeah. Okay.
So he made a bunch of friends that said, hey, you got to try this. So his favorite meal is the torta. From, I think, that place you were talking about.
Rodanda?
I think so.
It's really good.
Man. It's good. Yeah.
It's good.
For sure.
Yeah, I can't blame him for having a favorite dish there. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice.
So let's transition to your guys' story, right? And Drew, tell us, how, if you're not from Arkansas, if you're not from Northwest Arkansas, how did you discover, how did you get familiar with Arkansas, and how did you end up here?
So I was in the alarm electronics industry for years and years. So I've done two things in my life. I've done sales of shoes, Foot Locker, Champ Sports, and Foot Action
in
my younger days.
Nice.
And then I have been an electronics technician, so I can transfer over to alarm systems and fire alarm systems and camera surveillance systems.
Okay.
So my wife, on the other hand, never worked with the kids growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought she wanted to get into the business of maybe some secretary or administrative assistant or something like that.
Okay.
So she saw we were living in San Antonio, and she saw an advertisement for Walmart Corporate. And so they flew her here and interviewed her and hired her on the spot. And she's one of these perfectionists that does everything for everybody and just does it because it needs to be done.
Yes, ma'am.
So she does that. Yeah, so my kids get that from her, which is a blessing. But she worked her way up to senior director of marketing with Walmart Corporate. And that's why we're here for 25 years.
Nice. So
that is the reason we're here. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So I can do my business anywhere, alarm systems.
Right.
So when we came here, I started with a company in Fayetteville called Mid-South Security, who's been around forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
They were here before ADT, actually. And I was their sole provider for installation and service and inspections. And then when they the owner passed away, I started out on my own and started my own company and kind of patterned that with a home theater store in Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
So I did alarm systems and home theaters mm-hmm. for 8 years until 2008. In 2008 is when all the buildings stopped. The economy was bad.
Right.
So I sold the company. I sold all my equipment from my home theater displays and went to work for Walmart Corporate.
Mm.
Yeah, doing the same thing, doing surveillance, camera surveillance and fire alarms and burglar alarms for the home office campus.
Nice. I like it.
So Lauren, are you also from here?
So I grew up here.
Uh-huh.
We moved here whenever I was in preschool. So I've been in Bentonville since 4 years old.
Oh, wow. Sugar Creek Elementary School.
There it is.
That was my elementary school all the way up till high school. And then I went off to play soccer at Central Baptist College in Conway, which was the first time of my remembrance where I've not lived in Northwest Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
So it was a culture shock a little bit going to college in Conway. But it was great for me. I needed that. But of course I moved back
mm-hmm.
to be with family, and to start my own family. So we actually, when we got married, we bought a house in Pea Ridge. Mm-hmm. We started our family, had our first son. I've been a stay-at-home mom since, so until Snap House. I've worked a couple jobs. I coached soccer a little bit. I worked at JB Hunt.
Yeah.
But yeah, we raised our family in Pea Ridge up until about 3 years ago. And then we found some land out in Centerton to start a little farm.
Nice.
For our boys to run around on. But yeah, so we've been, that's my journey here.
Oh, that's so cool. I have to ask this. My wife is a huge soccer fan. She was also, in soccer growing up. So she would ask if she was here, what position you played?
A striker.
Okay.
Striker. Nice.
Yep.
I have no idea what that means.
He's the front.
Oh, okay.
Front of the play. Yeah,
I loved striker. Okay. I played half striker, but my coaches always put me outside mid.
Okay.
Outside midfield.
Okay.
But you got to be a track star to play outside midfield because you're running the full length of the field the entire game. I hated to run. So, but that was what I played. I was put there in college.
Yeah.
I was put there in high school. I just loved to play striker. I wanted to score and it was just fun for me. But nice. Outside mid was where I was put.
Yeah, it reminds me of my brother. He likes to play that striker position too.
Yeah.
He was really involved in soccer. He was in the, what club is it that's out there in Bella Vista?
Sporting.
Yeah, Sporting. He was part of that club for a while and he would always love to play there. But then they'd be like, all right, Dale, you're going to defense today.
Yeah.
They just throw him in defense all the time.
That's the bad thing about it. But he must be good at defense.
Oh, he was great. Yeah, he was a good defender. Played great. And so you mentioned you came back to start your family with your husband. Did you meet your husband in Conway? Or did you already know him before you left for college? Or how did you guys meet, if you don't mind me asking it?
So that's a little funny story. We actually grew up together. We went to elementary school together.
Sugar Creek
Elementary. I think we had one year we were in class together.
Oh.
But yeah, we grew up in Bentonville together. I knew of him. He knew of me. In high school, we're both terrible at math. So we were in the, what is it called? Remediate math.
Oh, class. The extra help math.
Extra help math. Yeah. We always made fun of it. We said it was the dumb math class we were both in. But we had issues with that.
The both of you combined makes you good at math.
Now. Right.
There you go.
We actually are good at math now. I think it just maybe took some maturity.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. But yeah, we had math class I think it was sophomore year at Bentonville High School.
Okay.
And he started picking on me, flirting with me, I guess you would call it. And I rejected him. Like over and over, like not interested at all. Yeah, Would have never dated him in high school ever. And then we both got scholarships to Central Baptist College. So he got baseball scholarship and I got a soccer scholarship.
Aww.
He messaged me. I was dating somebody else. Mm-hmm. So he messaged me on Twitter and said, hey, I noticed we're both going to CBC. Let's meet up. And I never responded. And then we started talking and started dating in college.
Okay.
Just really weird. We both had opportunities to go to different colleges and we both landed at CBC.
And this is a question for, dad over here. You know, I'm just curious, right? Lauren, how you were saying that you've known him since you guys are younger, Drew here, how does that, what as a dad, how does that sound or look like when you were at that age, right? Like when you were in high school and maybe when you guys were officially dating, did you know this guy at that time, I guess?
I did not. Oh, okay. I knew of his family.
Okay.
They're a firefighter family.
Okay.
Colton's dad is a career firefighter.
Oh, that's cool.
As is Colton now.
Yes.
So he's been a firefighter for how many years now? Colton?
10 years. Oh, 11.
So. Where is he? I guess.
Bentonville Fire
Department. Okay. Cool.
He's a paramedic.
Okay.
Nice. So he also subs in here at PNP Ridge as well.
Oh, man. Oh, so, I love cool. that. You know, I got the plug now. I need a. Okay. We're looking for somebody in the
first responders, right? To
yeah, come out. Yeah, so to.
Oh, I would love to have somebody.
Yeah, to.
Yeah.
It's a great
cool.
It's a great feeling to have the safety of someone who knows that industry.
I can only imagine. Yeah.
The family events and take care of your daughter and take care of your grandkids. Mm-hmm, make sure that they're always taken care of, and there's always someone around that knows the right thing to do.
Yeah, make the call.
He's very passionate about it as well. I don't like to say he's good at his job because I'm his wife, but he is very good paramedic. He didn't get in the career to be a medic. He got in for fire, but we don't have fires around here. So he became a paramedic, but he's so passionate about it and so knowledgeable in it. He also teaches for part-time at Ignite.
Oh, wow, cool.
The Bentonville School.
Yeah.
Their EMS program.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I love how Bentonville has those Ignite programs. Yes. Yeah. They're very, very cool, I think.
It's a blessing to, as a dad, to answer your question, to have someone who's not afraid of work, mm-hmm. not afraid of raising 2-3 feral boys, you know, not afraid of my daughter. Some of us are afraid of her. But
you raise a good daughter then, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, and I'm sure more callers would agree, we always appreciate and we always want to give thanks to those people, especially folks like your husband, put themselves in that position to help other people. You know, it's a very selfless career. I think it takes a lot out of people. So we thank, you know, your husband for his service. And, you know, we always appreciate that. We support him 100%.
100%, yeah.
Thank you.
I love all the first responders here in Pea Ridge and want to give them their flowers for what they do and all what they put on the line, you know, for us to have a peaceful and safe and, you know, obviously as best as they can, but yeah, it is a good feeling. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah. So, you know, for both of you guys, I guess you guys can kind of tie into this. How has this area changed since Drew, obviously 20 years, right? Since you moved here and then Lauren, these last maybe decade or so. I'm just curious to get both perspectives.
So 25 years ago, and that was 99, we moved here, I think. And, to give you an idea, the only thing on Rainbow Curve was Glasgow Steakhouse, that rock building.
Oh, where they just
they just tore down for some reason. So
you remember that?
I do. Yeah.
That was the only thing on Rainbow Curve.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And then you had the Dairy Queen on 14th and Walton.
Yes.
And the AQ Chicken House.
Yeah.
There was a bank, and then there was a Redbud Motel. And I think that was the only thing in that subdivision as well. But there's been a million buildings go up between Rainbow Curve and that that intersection since then. So I think the sign on the marquee for Welcome to Bentonville said 16,000. Mm-hmm. I think if I can remember.
Oh wow! Mm. In Bentonville, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Cause what's their population now? I think it's
is it 60?
It from 2023. I just looked it up, which it said it was 60,000, but that was a year and a half ago now, right?
It's definitely
60,000. Mm-hmm. It's probably
So that's wild to think about. I can't even imagine that number starting with a one. You know,
crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. It's kind of like Rogers too. You know, I feel like just here in general, it's just been boom. You know.
And coming from San Antonio, I was worried because that there would be nothing to do in this area. But there's something coming every day.
Now, definitely. I feel like at the time there wasn't too much.
Yeah, unless you were a Razorback fan or an outdoorsman.
Yeah, because it was mainly just Fayetteville at first, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about you, Lauren? How did you feel? You know, because you were about 4
when
you got here. So do you remember anything from how it was where you came from and then how this changed to where we are today?
Yeah. You know, growing up, we were always at the fields, ball fields, or whether it was, I cheered a little bit, soccer, my brother played football. So we were always at the fields. And I feel like the feeling, because we go to the fields now with our boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the feeling back when I was at the fields, it was obviously less people. But it was more of like, hey, we knew everyone.
Mm-hmm.
The feeling of the small community of like, there's your math teacher. There's, you know, the guy that works at the super center. Mm-hmm. You know, it was very more of a feeling of small everyone's town. Coming to the fields.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Not so much when I got a little older, because once I got into high school, it really was growing. So really that feeling of small town was when I was little, probably 7, 8, 9, 10, going to the soccer fields and just feeling that of like everyone's here. Mm-hmm. Now it's a little different. I know nobody when I go to the fields, you know, and it's like, whoa, there's, you know, Alyssa from high school. It's just very, very different. So when we do find somebody that we know from our childhood here, it's like crazy. Like, whoa, what are you doing here? So that
feeling, compared to before, it was more of like the more, I don't want to say casual, but the more like go-to spot, like, oh, the fields this weekend. I'm gonna hang out.
You know, everyone, we knew everyone there.
Yeah. If you remember, we started the soccer program in Phillips Park on the baseball fields.
Yeah. Which is not before there anymore.
Before the John DeShields fields. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was the first of the soccer days there. But now that is gone.
Do you feel that that kind of small town charm is kind of going away? Do you think it's still present in some areas? Or what's kind of, and this is a question for both of you guys. Lauren, what do you think?
I think it's still there. That charm is there because we're still here. You know, downtown Bentonville's still here. Everything is still here, but we're adding to it. We're adding the people, we're adding the buildings, we're adding the potential and the companies. And so, yes, I still feel the charm. I do, but it's in a bigger, it's not as personal.
Yeah, like a bigger setting.
Right.
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 I've always thought that Northwest Arkansas was the elite part of Arkansas. Mm. You know, I've got my grandparents on my mother's side lived in and died in Paragould near Jonesboro. Mm-hmm. Which is, if you've ever visited that area or any area in Arkansas, you know that Northwest Arkansas is completely different.
Yeah,
it's more like, to me, it's more like a small Dallas Fort Worth, Plano.
Yeah, yeah.
But on a smaller footprint, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I to answer your question, I still like the old landmarks, you know, the old buildings. And that's one of the reasons I got into Snap House, because I love architecture. I love homes. I love what you can do different in a home from your neighbor.
Right.
I like the old Fayetteville district of Mount Sequoia, the homes that they built there. That's my favorite part of Northwest Arkansas to shoot, probably. But I still get that hometown feeling. I do. There's some frustration with people moving here from other parts of the country, because they just don't... think like we do, I guess.
You
know?
Yeah,
you don't get the waving, the howdy, you know, down the road anymore, used to.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because we always bring this up, and Juan Carlos says this too. You know, if you go maybe to another state in a different city, you hold the door open for someone, maybe they won't say thank you. And I had an experience. Yesterday was Wednesday, right? Yesterday, my team leader Francisco and I, we went out and did some social media, and I was walking back to my truck, and there was this lady, you know, just walking by, and I was doing a video on my story, and I was like, hey, how you doing? And she gave me the meanest look, like very disgusting look, and she didn't say anything. She kept walking, and maybe she was just having a bad day, right? Or she's not from here. Yeah. Or she's not from here. Exactly. So every once in a while, I do have those interactions where people don't necessarily reciprocate that kindness, but I don't take it personal, because again, like, maybe they're not from here or whatever, but it is starting to be a little bit more calm, and I guess than before.
Yes.
I
agree with that.
Yes.
Well, it's we're bringing people from other, they've got different, it's different culture, and it's more than likely a bigger city.
Yeah.
And it's hustle and bustle, and I got to get somewhere, and I don't have time to open the door for somebody, you know?
Right. It's different.
It is.
Right. Yeah. I agree. So let's, I have a question in regards to, Snap House here. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is it a franchise, or do you guys own it, or how does that work?
I am a franchise owner. Correct. Okay. Yes. So it is a franchise. It started in Canada and blew up in that country. So they decided to offer and spread out into the United States and see how they would get, what response they would get for owners in that. So In the past year, I think on average, there has been business owners purchasing a franchise with Snap House one a week, I think, on average.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's
growing rapidly. You know, the big players are in Houston, San Antonio, Florida.
Austin.
I think we just got our first franchise owner partner in California.
Oh, wow.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Dallas-Fort Worth is starting to grow there. But
when you first bought it, I mean, in the U.S., how many? There were like 10?
Yeah, there was not very many at all.
Oh, wow. So you're one of like the original franchisee owners
in the U.S.
Yeah. The U.S.
How many? Well, so you said there was about a dozen when you first started.
I think so.
And how many, just if you know, how many are now?
Maybe I couldn't dozen, tell maybe. You. Oh, yeah, okay. It's at least
like 100 or 500 or something.
No, probably 30 or 40.
Oh, okay. 50.
Yeah.
And how long have you guys have been doing
this? Almost exactly a year now.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay,
gotcha.
That is a big growth for a year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I'm just curious, I'm trying to think how to phrase this question, because is it just real estate photography that you guys do? Or let's say somebody, for example, wanted to hire you for, I don't know, graduation pictures or
No, you hit it on, you hit the nail on the head. We are a true, full-blown real estate photography company.
Real estate only, nothing else.
Real estate only.
Okay.
Now, we do some commercial, but we're 95% residential. Every now and again, I'll do a small business, like a chiropractor office.
Right.
I'll do a car lot. But I'll do that for my current clients as a favor and an extra for them. Because, of course, you guys know because you're realtors. But sometimes you do have that commercial building that needs to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll do that from time to time. But, yeah, the products we offer are tailor-made to sell and market real estate solely. So the products that we have are photography and videography, 3D tours, drone, but all tools to use to market real estate.
Okay. I know you do just a little bit of commercial and about 95% of residential. I'm curious to know the marketing behind that, right? You mentioned earlier, I think, I don't know if we were on the recording or not, but the lady reached out to you, the one who's selling the house here, maybe two or three houses down. She reached out through social media, right? Is that mainly where you get your leads from, like your clientele? Is that mainly where it's from, or is it more word of mouth? What's kind of the...
It's hard to say. I would have to say that you know, like we did for Fathom Realty, we did the presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
I do remember.
And so that's been that. If I had to pinpoint one thing that we do to market and sell that's been the most successful, it would be the presentations.
Presentations.
Oh, okay.
The presentations to our core client, you guys, the realtors, and the brokerages, to show them what we can offer them. Because the visuals that we offer and that we edit and process go a long way nowadays. Not so much before, but you have to have the photos to list on MLS, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, we do the social media marketing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every shoot that we do, I do my best to market it from my viewpoint, from an outsider as a potential buyer, homeowner, and market on social media, because right. Everybody's eyes are on their phone.
Right. Yes, that is true.
Everybody's eyes are on their phone.
That is true.
So I try to market it from that viewpoint as well.
Yeah, you can go anywhere, and then you'll even you'll see yourself, right? But you'll see other people, you know, like put their phone out and they're just looking at it. So,
yeah.
Social media is it's gone a long way from marketing. For sure.
So we probably get most of our customers from visiting the brokerages, handing out brochures, doing the presentations like we did for you guys, and for several others. But a close second would be our relationship with the Northwest Arkansas Board of Realtors.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We sponsor the Special Olympics through them, and we do a lot of their, like we did their car show, that raised money for the Special Olympics. We are doing a couple bingo nights and a Texas Hold'em.
Nice.
The proceeds go to Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I think, is it tomorrow night? we're going to the Naturals game
Saturday night.
Saturday night we're going to the Naturals game, which is a it's Star Wars night at the ballpark.
Oh, that's so cool!
But it's also Nabors Nabors thank you to their affiliates such as Snap House,
right?
And we're gonna have the Special Olympians there for photo ops.
Oh wow!
Really cool.
That's awesome. One of them as well.
What time is that?
6.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look that up.
And I thought Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
Saturday night. Yeah.
If I could give a shout out to Dawn Yates.
Yeah, 100%.
She's in charge of all of that, putting that together for Special Olympics in this area for Nabor. Works hard with Nabor and Coldwell Banker.
Okay.
But she's been a pleasure. She's been one of my best clients, and just all that she does is to me impossible. That she's how busy she is and the wonderful things she does for Special Olympics.
Awesome. Love it.
Yeah. And that's what I've said this in the podcast before is, we love when our guests give shout outs to other people, right? It's an opportunity for everyone to get that special recognition as we, you know, have you guys on here, and we love that so much. And then of course, an opportunity for you guys to give a shout out to anyone that you guys want to as well. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Really all of our clients are amazing. I mean, I don't think we've had one that we could complain about. They all are so easy to work with, always recommending us, telling their friends, their clients about us. So
yeah, well, that's how I feel like that's how we got connected, because you guys did a presentation for our team specifically, because Maricruz had set it up, and I remember we did it wasn't it in downtown Bentonville?
Was it the Ledger?
The Ledger.
Yeah. The Ledger, right? Yeah, we met there, and then
that's how we met.
Yeah, that was just, and I have to say, that was probably right when you guys got it started, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Very early.
I think I just started my real estate career as well.
Oh, really?
So kind of just, I mean, I was probably a month or two in, and I remember Monty Cruz had set up the DSG.
She was vouching for you guys. She said, you guys should really use them. They're doing good.
Yeah. Like,
she was talking really good
things. She's wonderful.
And she's right. I mean, you guys have proven it right time and time again. I really do think you guys do a great job with our team. I mean, you've taken care of me personally very well. So
I will say, on my first ever listing, which was the land listing I had back in February of this year, when I had to get photos for it, the first person I thought was you guys. And then I reached out and did I swear it was so seamless, from the app to the booking the appointment to selecting which package you want, and of course the price. All of it was just, it couldn't have been better. And then we were shooting, you know, within the week. So I thought it was just great.
Fantastic.
For sure.
That's our goal. That's
yes.
Our
goal. No, love for
it.
Sure.
Love it. And talking a little bit about your business, you know, I want to know from Lauren's perspective, then you, Drew, can chime in and let us know. How did you first initially get involved with being in a business with your father? Did he approach you? Did you approach him? And how did that look? And how's that relationship look like now?
So to start with, I have always, I wanted to be a realtor 8 years ago. So I've been so passionate about real estate. Interior design, homes in general, just all of it is a passion of mine. But this guy does things just out of nowhere. Right. He's so unpredictable. So he comes to me one day and goes, hey, guess what? And I'm like, what? And he's like, I just bought a franchise.
Oh my God, I love that.
And I was like, what franchise? And he was like, Snap House, real estate photography. I said, no way. This is amazing. So of course, he asked me, but I also was like, please, let me do this with you. I
love that so much. That is so funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And but now, at first it was super exciting, but I mean, you know, you have, it's hard. It's hard to build a business, but it's also hard to work with your dad.
Right.
It's great, but we learned a lot. We've learned a lot. We've had to adjust some things and building a business to start is tough, but it's been a lot of fun. We've learned so much, and we're kind of in the phase where it's like we've got it roll, like we're rolling, and we've got it down. And this is fun.
Sorry, a lot of trial and error and adjustments to make it seamless, to make it smooth. And I can only imagine. I mean, even anyone starting a business, it's going to take time. It's going to take time to find out what our strengths and weaknesses are.
Yeah.
And then a year later now, it's trying to move on to the next step, right?
Yeah. Oh, I think in the biggest Fertile has been just the franchise itself. Like how, he comes, his mind is entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. He's built his businesses from the ground up. And this is not that. This is a franchise. Yes, we are building our business locally, but Snap right. House has already taken care of the bones.
Yes.
There was so, already structure.
Then. That's right. It's very structured. And we have to follow that.
Yes.
Yes. And so that it has been a learning experience.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
To be in that franchise mindset.
To follow in a yeah. sense more, maybe some of the audience may not know. I can say maybe it's like following their rules
yeah.
in a way, yeah. right? Their yes. guidelines.
Mm-hmm. So to build on that, Snap House has been very successful before I came along, of course.
Right.
So the business model is set. It's successful in other parts of the country, and to bring it to Northwest Arkansas and try to change that would be a mistake. And I wouldn't want to do that anyway. You know, I have rules I have to follow as a franchise owner to be able to use the Snap House name mm-hmm. and to use the Snap House services and right. likenesses and marketing mm-hmm. marketing tools. But it's been a blessing, I think, in many different ways, because I don't have to worry about that creation.
Right.
Of the company. The company is already there. The business model is already set. It's already successful. I just have to implement it and run it in Northwest Arkansas, which I put my own spin on it, right? I mean, because I've built a relationship with many different business owners and many different people in Northwest Arkansas for 25 years, mm-hmm. which has helped because everybody seems to know Drew Perry, you know, from one yeah. aspect or another, whether it's my home theater store that I had or working at Walmart, which everybody works at Walmart corporate, right?
Yeah, that's
true. Or knows somebody that does.
Yeah, seriously.
So they see my face. They know my name. I thought it was a no brainer, and especially wanting to leave something for my kids, build right. something in my, I'm 56 years old. So, you know, I've got limited time to run with a game plan to leave something for my kids. So that's where we're at now is building the business. And trying to do it the right way and leave something that my kids can be successful with after I'm gone. So,
oh, that's
love it.
I do. Yeah, that's love very, very honoring, you know, and very, very loving, right? You know, I'm curious. Both of you all work together, right? We just shared that. And what are some of the responsibilities that you both that you have, right? That's something that you, Drew, you might say, this is Lauren's job, or Lauren, you might say, this is maybe more of my dad, or do you guys, or everything is more or less shared upon, and it's like, who's available first, maybe? But what are some responsibilities that you guys kind of do on your own?
We're a hard, fast team.
Okay.
So
okay.
She's very, very good at videography.
Okay.
She's very good at the 3D tour, the Matterport, mm-hmm. the dollhouse. Virtual walkthrough.
Right.
She's very good with customers. I'm old and set in my ways, you know. I rely on her to be young and pretty and cordial. When I may say the wrong thing, she steps in and says the right thing. But I do the drone footage and the photography.
Okay.
So we do have pretty set responsibilities. But she, like at the shoot we had this morning, she wanted to do the photography. And it was just a basic bundle, so it was just photography only, right? Mm-hmm. So, and she wanted to do the photography, so I said, okay, you go do the photography, I'll put the drone in the air and see what I can see. Mm-hmm. So I snapped some shots with the drone for photos right. as well, while I was letting her do her thing. But one thing about the team, as I said, we complement each other in the best possible way.
Okay.
You know, she's very thorough and very... I don't want to say efficient, but very responsible in capturing every little detail to market and sell this property, right? Mm-hmm. I'm more impatient. I'm more thinking about the next job we have to go to, right? She's in the zone. I'm thinking about the clock.
Which is good because he's coming in as in like the big picture, and I'm
right.
So he's always looking at the bigger picture, and I'm so he's like, all right, we've got 5 minutes. Can you do this? And fetch? So
I have to be careful not to rush her because I gotta live with her, and I gotta sit next to her in the vehicle on the way to the next job.
The end of the day, I'm his daughter.
That compliment, those skills they complement each other. It seems in this, you know, this team here. Yeah. That's very nice.
Yeah,
it seems to me that you guys kind of mastered how to run a business with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes you hear online or from people maybe, oh, never work with your family. Mm-hmm. Don't be in business with your family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like you guys are kind of proving that wrong, in my opinion. I don't know what you guys think.
It's working well for you guys, yes.
How do you feel when you hear that, when people, I don't know if people have said this, but when you see it online, oh, never work with your family. How do you guys feel? Because you guys seem to have a great dynamic working together.
Well, to us. I feel very strongly about that. And it's a thing that I consider a blessing to have children that can work with their dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody can.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I tried to work with my dad, and we're so much alike. We had our, you know, he's old school. I'm new technology.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're so much alike in our mannerisms that it just didn't work, you know.
Yeah.
But I've been very blessed, very fortunate to have my kids blessed with the traits and characteristics of my wife. So it just seems to work. They're all three hard workers. Mm-hmm. All three of my kids are hard workers. They know customer service because they saw their dad doing it. They see their mom doing it, right? Mm-hmm. All these years. They know how to treat a customer. They know that the customer doesn't always come first.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good idea to make them think they come first.
Yeah, you know? Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
So it goes both ways. But we try to make our customer the forefront of all that we do. Because at the end of the day, the reason we're on location is to sell and market the realtor's product, your product.
Right.
So everything that we do is at the forefront and at the forethought of that outcome.
Mm. What is something that you guys have learned about yourselves working together at Snap House?
Should I go first?
Yeah. You go first.
All right. So I have to preface this with some caution. I retired from Walmart corporate because of a neurological disorder. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. So I thought that was the end of everything career-wise for me. I tried to work for a large fire alarm and burglar alarm company. Got hired on there immediately when they found that I was available because of my track record
mm-hmm.
and my resume, and found out that it was extremely difficult to do what I do with my hands and the daily thought processes with this Parkinson's that I'm forced to live with now. After the diagnosis and the meeting with several neurologists, we found the right diet, the right exercise, and the right medication
mm-hmm.
to where I can live with this disease with minimal symptoms,
mm-hmm.
episodes, mm-hmm. more good days than bad days.
Mm-hmm.
So what I realized that I can do by having a company is just that. I can thrive and I can be successful with this disease and build a company with the assistance of key players,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
But that's what I've learned myself. I honestly thought that when I was diagnosed with Parkinson's that I was done working.
Mm-hmm.
It was devastating. I've always been a worker.
Right.
I've started businesses. I've had a home theater store, and I've ran companies in this area, especially in the Northwest Arkansas, for the owners of the company, you know, Mid-South Security.
Right.
I took an ownership quality in my career at Walmart Corporate, you know, and when I wasn't able to function in that capacity, I thought that was the end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michael J. Fox has, everybody knows Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He says that you don't die, nobody dies from Parkinson's. You die with Parkinson's.
Mm.
So you have to learn to live with it. So, which this company, Snap House, has afforded me and allowed me to do, like I said, with the assistance of some key players, such as my daughter and my son and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a VP of marketing company. So she's there for advice every step of the way. So she's, I couldn't do it without her. I couldn't do it without Lauren. So,
I love
but I've realized that I can do it.
Yeah. So. Well, it one of the major symptoms is handshaking. Mm-hmm. And with the camera, it's on a tripod, so his hands can shake and he can still take it.
Yeah.
A photo. Mm-hmm. The videography is a gimbal, so it doesn't shake. It's still. And the drone, he has had to work hard at, but he has mastered the drone with all of the symptoms. Wow. So it's been really cool to watch. He always says, I've learned that you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
So that's been really cool to watch.
It seems to me you took that diagnosis and you did your absolute best to turn it to a positive in your life with your family. And it's showing, right? It shows in the way you talk about it. It shows in your work. It shows in how you're running your business. And you're proving, right, that no matter what obstacles may come your way, you can always overcome them and still grow as a person, mm-hmm. as an individual, and then grow your own business. And so that really speaks volumes. And then
yes.
I can hear the passion, and mm-hmm. I just really love that you shared that with us. So thank you, Drew. I had no idea, really. I didn't know. So
he doesn't settle for anything. So I wasn't shocked when he bought this franchise. He said, "Watch me. I'm not stopping here."
Yes.
So that was it's really fun.
Very encouraging, Drew, and
mm-hmm. it just shows that hardships don't mean end all. You know,
it definitely shouldn't. You know, there are definitely people who can, you know, it's how they take it, you know, and how they can potentially incorporate it or live with it or work with it. And if, you know, it's everybody's different. And so, but it is very encouraging to hear and now incorporate into your life and come out on top still. So, you know, what advice would you guys give to someone who is going to be starting a family business, you know, someone who's going to be working together with family and friend or, you know, close family and things like that. What would you say, Lauren?
I would definitely say you need to come into it with lots of patience. It takes patience with your family member to work in a business and professional setting. You know, we say things and we act different way with our family than we do with our business partner. And so we've had to learn to kind of put ourselves in a business space when we go do things with Snap House together, because we can't act like we do at home. But also he has characteristics that are different than mine. So I think patience is key for sure with your family member.
Okay. I can see that. Family, patience with family, friends, and everyone in between.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like patience for sure. That's a good tip, because me and my father, like, kind of related to Drew earlier. You know, me and my father were so alike, and so whenever I was living with him at a time, it was kind of difficult because we were very similar with the way we talk, the way kind of we react to things. So we would always butt heads, and so. Patience. Mm-hmm. Patience is definitely key. I definitely agree. Yeah, it's the best way to go about it. So, you know, we love talking about, you know, your business. We love talking about how you guys grow together, how you guys grew the business to where it is today. We also love to highlight Northwest Arkansas. You know, we love the area that we're in. And so we always preface this next area with, and this will be both for both you, Lauren, and Drew. Let's say you have a family member or friends, they're coming to NWA for the very first time. Where are you going to tell them to go? What are you going to tell them about this area? Lauren, if you want to start.
We enjoy the beauty of it, the nature. What Arkansas is really about is it's the natural state. So there's so much of really all of Arkansas, but specifically Northwest Arkansas that are hidden. We've got a lot of city coming here. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to look for the nature and but I think this area highlights our beauty so well. Even though we're growing, they're holding on to that natural beauty that Arkansas does give. for example, Kohler Preserve, the bike trails there. We're not big bikers, but we walk the trail. My boys bike through there. But I just love how we're highlighting the beauty in the nature. Mm-hmm. The Blue Hole on Sugar Creek in Bella Vista. Well, is it Bentonville?
It's Bentonville,
but it's...
Is it like the border right there?
Yeah. So it's Sugar Creek. It's called the Blue Hole, and it is a deep part of Sugar Creek. If you know where the Walgreens is going into Bella Vista.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right on that corner. It's behind there.
Really?
Oh, wow. By Pedal It Forward.
Yeah.
So right behind there is the Blue Hole.
Okay.
And it's a deep little spot that you can, I mean, people climb up on the bluff and jump in, like it's that deep.
How deep would you say it is? Just kind of guessing.
20 feet?
20 feet. Oh, wow.
I was going to say, man,
anything more than 10 feet to me is like a deep hole, right?
It is, 10 yeah.
10 feet is, I mean, it might be the ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, we can jump off the bluff and not touch the bottom. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out this summer.
And the water is blue. Like it's clear blue. Okay. So it's really pretty. Nice.
So that's the spot you're telling your family and friends to go to the Blue Hole.
Well, and I grew up in Bella Vista, in Bentonville, but we would go swim. We on the weekends in the summer, we'd go swim.
Interesting.
And they were like on the creek. Like, you can swim on the creek.
Got it.
What about you, Drew? What are you telling people who are coming here for the first time?
Well, if it's my mother, she likes the waterfalls that she can find throughout Northwest Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, if it's a friend or a cousin or something, I'd probably take him to the Grove. I don't know if you know what the Grove is.
The comedy club, right?
Yeah.
It's the best guess.
Favorite place.
My favorite place. I mean, Chris Tucker goes there, has been there before.
Oh, I love Chris.
Pauly Shore. You know, a lot of guys from my era, Rob Schneider from Saturday Night Live, and John Lovitz and Kevin Nealon has been there. But even newer up and coming comedians go there. But it's a nice little close atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small building. You would think Chris Tucker is going to want to do a big
big arena or something.
Arena, right. But he comes here, I think, once a year. And I think it only holds like 120 people or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. But that's one of my favorite places to go.
I like that. This was going to be a rapid fire question in a way because we're wrapping up here. Drew, favorite local spot? Go.
Anything. Favorite local spot? Probably.
Besides the Grove.
You can't pick that twice.
Probably the Walmart Amp.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Cool.
I'm a big music lover.
Okay.
We got tickets to for my wife for Christmas for Def Leppard and Bret Michaels coming up.
So okay.
Probably the Walmart Amp.
Yeah. The Walmart Amp is a good spot. It is. Yeah. Lauren, how about you?
Favorite
local spot?
Well, I'm a sucker for farmers markets.
Oh, okay.
So any farmers market, but I grew up going to the Bentonville farmers market.
Got it.
Rogers one is so cute. Love that one too.
That one's cool too. Yeah. I like their layout.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely it's laid out well versus the Bentonville one is a little bit tight.
And I would prefer Rogers these days because Bentonville's is so busy.
Oh, it gets so packed.
Yes.
It gets so packed. Me and my fiance went last Saturday and it was fun, but it was very full.
Yeah.
A lot of people there.
So, well, good. I like those spots. Good stuff. And we have the final question.
Oh, yeah, the final question. Okay. Yeah, I always forget this part of the podcast. It's our previous guest left both of you guys a question. Mm-hmm. And then when you answer it, you have to leave our next guest a question.
So tying all the episodes together.
So the question that was left behind is, what are you most impressed with in our Northwest Arkansas community, both Drew and Lauren?
So I'm impressed with the Walmart presence.
Okay.
I think, you know, the I worked for Walmart for 11 years. My wife worked for them for 24 years. And we always went to the old original buildings, right? Where we held our meetings and work out of every day.
Right.
But now they've got a big, beautiful campus that's rivals Google and Apple campuses, 100%, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So you can bike through there. And they didn't limit it to just Walmart corporate associates beneficial either. They have hotels out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They've built barbershops. There's all kinds of different amenities that you can just take a walk or ride a bike through the Walmart corporate offices.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I will say, yeah, the new home office is super nice.
Very and impressive. The footprint that it sits on as well, too. Mm-hmm. It's like right centered in the middle of Bentonville.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Probably takes up, what, 25% of Bentonville, but right in the middle?
Maybe. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Lauren, how about you?
I'm impressed with the potential, all the opportunities that we have now for our kids, really, the schools, mm-hmm. Their programs through that. I think education here is amazing. Mm-hmm. So as a mom, raising children in this area has, it looks a lot different than it did whenever I was growing up here. They have a lot of opportunity.
Love it.
Yeah.
Very good.
That is true. I like that. That's true. Education here is doing really well. So now it's, we'll leave two questions because there's two guests. Now it's y'all's turn to leave a question for our next guest. So Drew, what you got? Any question, big or small, fun or not.
Without knowing who the guest is.
That is correct. And then Lauren, you're next.
I guess what would be your favorite city in Northwest Arkansas and why?
Okay.
I like that question.
I like that.
That's a good one. Yeah. There's so many little ones. Okay. There's the big main ones. That's a good one. All right, Lauren, what about you?
Yeah.
Do you plan on living here, I guess, for the rest of your life? Ooh. Do you plan on settling here? Is this the place?
Okay.
Nice.
I like it. I'm wondering who our next guest is, but
yeah,
there's some good questions. Mm-hmm. But guys, you know, thank you so much, Drew and Lauren. Thank you so much for joining Enrique and I on the podcast today. It's been fantastic. You know, you guys have been very awesome to get to know more about. And there's definitely a good feeling here, you know, presence with you guys here. So thank you guys for that.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, time's valuable. I say it every episode, but time's really valuable, right? So anytime you guys make time for us, we're truly appreciative and grateful. So
yeah.
And thanks for the experience here today. And thank you for coming, really.
Truly. Yeah, no, definitely. And for the audience here, you know, we have, like I said, Snap House, Drew and Lauren, and you can find them on Instagram, I assume Google, all these things, and it's Snap House, but house is spelled H-O-U-S-S. Not S-E. I didn't know that. But yeah, Snap House, all one word. And when I put this information out, I'll have them linked as well. And of course, you can always reach us on Instagram at SoNWA Podcast. But guys, thank you much for joining us today. Take care, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.